Good afternoon. I would like to welcome you to this session entitled Overweight and Obesity Prevention and Interventions in School-Aged Children, USDA NEFRA-supported program. I am Deirdre Chester, the National Program Lead for Applied Nutrition Research at the National Institute of Food and Agriculture and the Institute of Food Safety and Nutrition, the Division of Nutrition. I am responsible for the Childhood Obesity Prevention Program and the Basic Nutrition Science Program, Function and Advocacy of Nutrition. This session is to highlight some of our funded programs in the Childhood Obesity Prevention Program. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about these programs at NIFRA. How does NIFRA address obesity? Projects should focus on prevention, not treatment, and also include behavior and environmental factors, not biochemistry or genetics. They should focus on food, not supplements or meal replacements, and include physical activity as part of obesity prevention. Projects should improve health, not just weight, and they should focus on eating competence, not just diet prescriptions. They should promote healthy and enjoyable eating and physical activity, and also respect body size diversity. I will talk to you a little bit about the FY 2013 RFA program priorities. They are to generate new knowledge to include behavioral and cultural, social, environmental factors, including food environment that influence childhood obesity. Food environment was added to the RFA to address the environment in which children are exposed in their daily life, schools, childcare facilities, and their communities. All of them can influence the healthfulness of their diet. With the high prevalence of childhood obesity in the U.S., supporting healthy food environments is a key strategy to reach the public health goals of reducing childhood obesity and improving nutrition. Secondly, this information is used to develop and implement effective family, peer, community, and/or school-based interventions for preventing overweight and obesity and promoting healthy behaviors in children and adolescents ages 2 to 19. I want to point out here that although the age range is 2 to 19, you can choose any subset of that age group as your population when you submit. This knowledge should have a strong emphasis on health literacy and health disparities. Behavior should be defined in a broad sense to include individual patterns of behavior and how individuals respond to others, the environment, and the policy. In FY 2013, childhood obesity prevention funding amounts were $5 million per award. These projects had to be fully integrated and include research, education, and extension. And the grant types were standard, conference, equipment, and phase grants. This slide provides a link to the NIFRA website for more information about submitting applications for integrated projects. It includes tips for success, logic models, and links to past grantsmanship workshop presentations. These past grantsmanship workshop presentations are very valuable because they give you some valuable information on what's needed to submit to NIFRA. Some specifics on the tips for success. Make sure at least one key person has nutrition expertise. Justification is important, but don't overdo it. Everyone already knows national statistics. Make sure that your project is theory-based. And if you're working with schools, community organizations, e-extension, please include letters of collaboration. This strengthens your project. Logic models should be early in the planning process, not an afterthought. Make sure the research, education, extension components work together and that each is essential to the project. The most common question that we get is, can I do 90% research and 5% education and extension? The answer is no. These projects should be fully integrated, which means that we are looking for research, education, and extension at equal levels, and making sure that all those components work together to support the objectives of your project. Research should be applied and have a clear utility in obesity prevention. Interventions should be sustainable and have far-reaching impact. And the focus should be on obesity prevention, not weight loss diets. Today, the focus of this session is to highlight some of those funded projects that are in the childhood obesity prevention portfolio. So first, we will have Colorado LEAP study, a longitudinal study to assess if the effectiveness of a preschool nutrition and physical activity program is sustained in elementary school. Dr. Laura Bellows will present, and she is from Colorado State University. The next presenter will present on knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors towards snacking and health in Northeast Kansas school children and their parents. Dr. Tonda Kidd will present, and she is from Kansas State University. The third presentation, Improving School Nutrition Options Through Targeted Environmental and Policy Action. Dr. Deborah John will present, and she is from Oregon State University. And our last presentation is Capacities, Working Together for Food and Systems Change. Dr. Sonia Jones from University of South Carolina. If you have any feedback about the overall childhood obesity prevention program, or you have any suggestions as to the direction of this program, please email either myself, Dr. Deirdre Chester, I am the NPL for Applied Nutrition Research, or you can email the co-lead on the project, which is Dr. Jane Cleary. She's the NPL for Nutrition Extension. Also, if you need additional information or you're planning to apply to the program, please also email us so that you can get started early. And just know that our scheduled release for the 2014 Childhood Obesity Prevention Program RFA is currently slated for December 2014. Thank you.